There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
And good evening and welcome back to Ghost Freakin'
Talkin'.
That's right, Ghost Freakin' Talkin', your paranormal podcast like none other out there. And we are moving in on December. And if you guys are watching us on YouTube, I am all dressed for the part. Look at me. I am Saint Nick. Right here.
That was cringy.
The nice podcast.
That's super cringy, what? But yet super smart.
I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trenton.
I'm Newsroom Nessie.
Newsroom Nessie in the Spreadshop Newsroom. Unofficial, official newsroom. And if you guys don't know what Spreadshop is our merch shop. So if you want some ghost freaking talking gear, just go to Spreadshop and look up ghost freaking talking. Or freaking in talking in.
Yeah, it's ghost freaking in talking in.
Not even that.
but tonight is a special episode. This is not our weekly episode. You guys have asked for short little episodes from here, you know,
yeah,
every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And so since it is December, and it is about that time to talk my favorite guy, Krampus. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Krampus episode. I've fallen in love with Krampus since I've heard about him. It was probably about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when I first heard about Krampus.
Okay.
Did you know that the world always has to have a good and a bad, a yin and a yang?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Santa Claus and you have his polar opposite, which is Krampus.
See, I've never really heard of Krampus until, you know, probably the past 10 years. You know what I mean? But I've heard the name, but I don't know much about, you know, the folklore or the history or what he's really all about.
Yeah.
We actually talked about him last year on our podcast. It was very cool. Live at Wolf Hollow, by the way.
Yeah, we were live at Wolf Hollow. But I figured that Krampus needs his very own episode.
Yeah, he needs his very own episode.
He got kind of lost in that podcast because we were kind of talking to people when they're coming in and out at Wolf Hollow.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because Wolf Hollow had stuffed Krampus dolls.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out with the stuffed Krampus dolls.
I saw that they had some new ones they posted, and they were pretty badass.
Yeah. Really cool. I would love a Krampus doll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was it? Spirit Halloween this year, they had it was clearancing, and they had an actual coffee cup. I picked up a Krampus coffee
you did.
Cup.
Yeah.
It's sitting up there, yeah.
It's very, very cool.
It is very cool, and I've seen it. I could not pass it up. Because
why isn't it on the table?
I know, right? Yeah. I should have brought it out, but right now I have my Ghost Freakin'. Go get it. But right now, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, look at this. This is a Ghost Freakin' Talking coffee cup.
From the Spread Shop, right? The Brickhead.
Yes.
Our Ghost Freakin' Talking Spread Shop.
Ah, but look at... Here we go. That is the Krampus cup.
Very,
look at that. We got Krampus horns.
The horns, yeah.
Look at that. It says Krampus right on it. This is based off of the Krampus movie. Did you guys know that there's a movie done?
Yes, we watched it, and I didn't really like it.
Whoa!
No?
I liked it, but I think it was because I was, like, very small when I watched it.
Yeah.
And so, like,
I love it. It was the guy that directed Trick or Treat. He's the one that directed the Krampus movie.
Okay.
And you know how very Halloween-y Krampus, how Trick or Treat was very Halloween. They hit you with the bright oranges.
Well, yeah,
and stuff
it was
like
a
that.
Halloween movie.
It
of
gave
course.
You that feel of Halloween.
Yeah.
Krampus hits you in the face with Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes.
Big time.
It does. Well,
you know, it's got the bright lights, you know, the reds and the greens. Mm-hmm. And then Krampus comes and all shit fucking hits the fan. There's little gingerbread men that, like, little trolls instead of trolls, but they're gingerbread men.
Nice. Yes.
We have all these toys that come alive. There's this big ass Jack in the Box that starts eating somebody. It's just fucking insane. I think the movie got knocked out of the park.
I mean, yeah, because then again, I have to rewatch it because I haven't seen it in like years. And I never liked scary movies when I was really little. So, like,
yeah, I'm also gonna link it sometime this week. But I also did a review on a friend of mine's podcast, a Saturday Night Freak Show. Mm-hmm. We actually sat down, we watched the Krampus movie, and we broke it apart and talked about it more in depth. So yeah. I'll leave a link on our Facebook and Instagrams of that show so you guys can go and listen to that podcast as well if you guys want to hear more about the Krampus movie. But tonight, we are definitely talking about Krampus. We're going to dive into a little bit of the Krampus lore. In Central European folklore, Krampus is a horned, anthropomorphic figure described as half goat and half demon, who during the Christmas season punishes children who have misbehaved. This contrast with Saint Nicholas, that's me, I'm nowhere near a saint, who rewards the well-behaved with gifts. Krampus is one of the companions of Saint Nicholas in several regions including Austria, Bavaria, Croatia, Hungary, Northern Italy, including South Tyrol and the Trentino, as well as the Czech Republic and Slovakia. The origin of the figure is unclear. Some folklorists and anthropologists have postulated it as having pre-Christian origins. I love how the Wikipedia people love using the big words. It's like we can't make a Wikipedia page. I need Wikipedia for dummies. I need, this guy is a half goat, half demon. And not
from Europe.
From Europe and all those surrounding places. In tradition, parades in such events as the Krampuslauf, young men dressed as Krampus participate. Such events occur annually in most Alpine towns. Krampus is featured on holiday greeting cards called Kramperkarten. And
bless you.
It's really cool. I want to get prints of these Krampus cards. I don't know if you... let me see if I can get them. Here's a picture of one of them.
I like that. That one's really cool.
It used to be postcards.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Postcards that you would send out to your friends and stuff. It's like... it's
happy holidays.
Yeah, it says, Gross vom Krampus. Don't know what it means, but it shows this devil creature, you know, with a long, you know, tongue, with horns, shoving little kids in the baskets.
Hmm. I mean, because he gets all the women.
Yeah, right?
You think? I think so.
Although Krampus appears in many variations, most share some common physical characteristics. He is hairy, usually brown or black, and has the cloven hooves and horns of a goat. So it's very demon slash devil sounding.
Right, yeah. With the goat and the hooves and the goat features.
His long pointed tongue lolls out and has fangs.
Yep, he's getting all the women.
Yeah, because he's got that mad tongue action going on.
His tongue game is going to be
insane. I don't think he gives a shit about women.
His tongue game is strong. Krampus carries chains through, symbolize the binding of the devil by the Christian church.
He's into BDSM.
Yeah. He's got the tongue game in. He's got BDSM big time.
Dude, he's going to pull all the girls, dude.
It is said also that, since we're talking about more of the BDSM, Krampus would come and beat your kids with like switches, you know, branches.
Yeah, yeah, I read that. Yeah,
he would come and beat your children.
Yeah, like if they were, yeah, if your children were naughty, they'd be threatened that Krampus would come and like. And with a switch, basically.
Yeah.
It was like a little, you know, handful of like branches that you swat them with.
Yeah.
Birch branches.
Yeah, birch. Yeah.
Birch branches are replaced with a whip in some representations. Sometimes Krampus appears with a sack or a basket strapped on his back. This is to cart off evil children and drown, eat them, or transport them to hell.
Wow.
Now, this
is... So he's not just to like scare them and swat them on the butt when they're, you know, naughty little kids. He's like...
No, I'm going to eat
abducting
you.
Abducting them or eating them.
I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
And then taking them to the pits of hell.
Yeah. Some of the older versions make mention of naughty children being put in the bag and taken away. This quality can be found in other companions of St. Nicholas, such as Zwart Piet. I've never really dived into like the Zwart Piet guy. Basically... Crazy. You want back in the day, you wanted to keep your kids in line.
I get it, you know, because it's like, yeah,
they
wanted like rules to live their life by, you know, and of course they're going to use that as a reason to get children to listen because they're going to want presents, of course.
Then again, those folklores like Krampus and stuff like that used to be so believable back in the day. Back in the day.
Yeah. Well, what would happen also is that parents, if they had bad kids...
They would, hire the neighbors, right?
Yeah, they would hire their neighbors to come over in the middle of the night and beat the shit out of their kids with switches.
Yes.
With their branches.
Just like, oh, dang, Timmy's...
Would they be dressed up as this Krampus figure?
Yeah, they would be dressed as Krampus, as this... Creature.
So, is there like a Krampus store where everybody gets all their Krampus gear? Obviously, if that's something that people did, I mean, it sounds like it was.
Well, have you ever seen the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie called The Village? Where
possibly it's been a long. I know that movie's really old.
Yeah, here's a spoiler alert on that one. Basically, this is like a civilization of like. They're kind of like Puritans or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're told not to go in the woods. There's this creature in the woods. He'll come over and eat you and everything.
Gotcha.
Well, basically, at the end of the movie, the big twist, because it's a Shyamalama Ding Dong movie. Mm-hmm. So the twist was, is that you would see this creature throughout this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they had a shed that you weren't allowed to go into because in that shed was a costume of this creature. Basically, they were... The elders of the town would dress up as this creature.
And scare.
To scare all the kids to stay in the civilization.
Right.
Because the whole movie made it feel like you were in like the 1700s or whatever. You know?
It's easier to brainwash people when they're scared.
Exactly.
So, you know, it was basically like the whole movie was like, oh, you know, they're just civilization into the new Americas or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the twist at the end of the movie is what they're in our time, but on like a... reservation, and the elders are scaring the kids to stay in the village they would not come out and see the rest of the real world.
That is awesome.
So, you know, basically, you know, there's the Krampus, you know, all the neighborhood probably had one Krampus uniform, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is this how it goes? Like, oh, damn, Timmy's just being a jerk and not being a good kid, not listening to me. Okay, just got to go tell the neighbor, hey, can you beat the crap out of my kids for me, please?
Bring your neighbor a pie and say, you know, hey, can you dress up tonight and come
whoop
my kid's ass?
Yeah, yeah, please dress up as Krampus and beat the crap out of my kids, please.
Yeah, well, you know, in that time, that was
a normal
thing.
That
was normal.
You could beat the shit out of your kids. And no one would ever say anything else.
No one would blink an eye. And
that's not right by any means.
Now we live in a world where you came and, you know,
lay a finger on your
own child without having DCFS called on you
or
your kids threatening, I'm going to call the police on you if you touch me with that belt or whatever.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It was so much simpler back in the day.
I got spanked as a kid, you know, when I was bad, so...
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you get spanked.
I mean, it was like a punishment.
Need discipline in life, yeah. No matter what.
I got a little story for you since we're talking about being beat as a kid.
Right. Is this the grandma thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone buckle up.
I know my mom's listens to these shows.
She's gonna write in the comments, be like, "No, we did not do this."
But one day I faked being sick because I didn't want to go to school, mm-hmm. and my mom was working, so I called her and I'm like, "I don't feel good."
Yeah.
You know? And then she come home early from work, and I was out in the yard playing around with the dogs in the backyard.
Uh oh.
And she saw that I was outside just messing around,
hanging out. Yeah.
So I ran inside the house. She comes flying in the house, like bitching up a storm, right? And she has, it was called a Texas fly swatter. It was like this, it was like a joke fly swatter, right?
It was just like huge.
It was huge. And it looked like a waffle maker at the end of a stick, right? So she came in the room and she started beating the fuck out of me with this fly swatter, right? I had like waffle marks across my face. And to this day, she will deny that it fucking ever happened.
It's so funny.
So did you just dream this then?
No, I did not dream it. This is legit. And, you know.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, yeah. And you.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, even back then, you could still kind of get away with it. But nowadays, you don't even.
Yeah, no, nowadays you can't. It's, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah. Back in the day, Krampus put your ass in line.
So did your mom.
Yep. Even though it was probably, you know, Joe Swanson next door came over and beat the shit out of you for you know, well, like a sack of flour or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So Krampusnacht. And we are coming on Krampusnacht. Mm-hmm. It is going to be on December 5th.
Okay.
The Feast of St. Nicholas is celebrated in parts of Europe on December 6th. On the preceding evening of December 5th, Krampusnacht. The wicked hairy devil appears on the streets, sometimes accompanying St. Nicholas, and sometimes on his own. Krampus visits homes and businesses. The saint usually appears in the Eastern Rite vestments of a bishop, and he carries a golden ceremonial staff. Unlike North American versions of Santa Claus, in these celebrations, St. Nicholas concerns himself only with the good children, while Krampus is responsible for the bad. Basically, on December 5th, Krampus would come in and clear house. That's when, if you were a kid and you had a fucked up year, and
you better hide.
Oh, you better fucking hide on December 5th. Because if you wake up December 6th and your ass ain't tanned or, you know, drowned in, or ate or took into hell, you knew you were going to get something from Santa Claus.
Yeah, pretty much. You knew you were good to go.
Like I said, Krampus has actually pretty much taken off pretty big. They have Krampus festivals where everybody goes and they dress in their best Krampus outfit.
That's funny.
It's very cool.
It's like Krampus Con.
Yeah, but very much like a Krampus Con. There are some really cool videos out there on YouTube if you go and watch these Krampus festivals.
Like, they're really freaking cool.
Krampus
costumes.
LARPing.
It's like Krampus LARPing. It almost reminds me of a gay pride festival. You know, where everyone's just in the streets and, you know, they're all dressed all wacky and everything and, you know, no fucks are given. That's what these Krampus festivals are like.
Oh, that's funny.
And they are, like, massive. Like, people put a lot of work and time in these outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't imagine what they'll look like now with people having nothing, you know, being stuck in their house for many months with this COVID shit. So they've had nothing but time to work on their Krampus outfit.
Yeah.
Be very detailed.
Yeah, exactly. There is a paranormal guy out there. He works a lot with the Ghost Adventures. And he actually put together a Krampus song.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because he loved Krampus as much as I do, and he's like, Krampus, you know, everybody, you know, Santa Claus has 16 billion songs written about him. So he went and wrote a song about Krampus.
Oh yeah.
So we are going to listen.
Let's listen to it,
to the Krampus song right now.
All right.
I got to switch a few things on my item here. So here we go with the Krampus song. written by Jeff Belanger.
Krampus Night. Oh, it has your image there.
Remember the 5th of December. It's Krampus Night here again. Remember the 5th of December. Bad kids will meet their end. Krampus comes just once a year. The naughty kids will live in fear. The chains will rattle, the footsteps clunk. Scream, little child, there's nowhere to run.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm. Krampus has a burlap sack. He carries it upon his back. While inside bed children squeal, they don't know they're his next meal. Krampus lives in an ancient lair where shadows dwell with snake-like hair. Watch where you step, for bones will break. If your children are naughty, Krampus will take everything they are and bring them here. Be thankful, it's only once a year.
And that's Dave Schrader from Darkness Radio. He did a little bit of voiceover for him.
Cool.
Remember the 5th of December. It's Krampus Night here again. Remember the 5th of December. Bad kids will meet their end. Haven't you wondered on Christmas Day why the bad kids were taken away? Krampus did it, this is true. You better behave, and your ass is through. I've got a secret you have not heard. Believe me, kiddies, every word. Santa and Krampus are actually friends. Don't yell for Saint Nick when you meet your ass.
Santa Claus ain't saving your ass.
Remember the 5th of December. It's Krampus Night here again. Remember the 5th of December. The bad kids will meet their end. Remember the 5th of December. It's Krampus Night here again. Remember the 5th of December. The bad kids will meet their end.
And boom, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Krampus Night song.
Wow.
Yeah, so children, you know, you better behave.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking about all these naughty kids. Like, that'd probably be pretty horrifying, you know, as, like, a little kid to, like, really think that that creature is going to come
right?
get you.
I have to say, like, when Krampus started first coming back around, mm-hmm. you know, probably about, I don't know, probably 6-7 years ago, maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would tell these kids. Yeah.
I would believe them.
And they would definitely be afraid of, you know, that they fucked up and that Krampus was going to come get them.
I believe one night Logan bawled his eyes out, right?
Yeah, he did too. Cause it was
I did. No, he didn't.
No, I'm not saying you. I said Logan did.
Yeah. Logan bawled his eyes out.
Because it was
being naughty, huh?
I think it was like December 5th and all day long I was like, it is Krampus Day, you know. Are you going to make it through the night? And then he went to bed. He was like, cause,
terrified.
Because Logan's Logan. But
yeah, he believes anything.
He thought that Krampus was going to come and get his ass.
Yeah, he wouldn't go to sleep. He was bawling his eyes out. I'm like, dude, go to sleep.
Then I can just see you in like your Krampus outfit, just going in his room in the middle of the night. Yeah, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have. He would have crapped his pants.
Yeah. Yeah,
he would have been. He would have had a heart attack. He would be screaming. So I really wish he would have done that. Not gonna lie, now.
Yeah, right.
Not beat him, but just scared the living crap out of him.
Just kind of walked in there with my little demon suit.
Dude, I would die. I would be scared. Honestly,
rap on the door with some birch stick.
Right.
Gotta find a fucking birch tree first.
Aw, that's horrible.
That's awesome. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, but imagine being, you know, back in the day when this was like legit. Like,
yeah, people would actually do this. It's
how would you like to? You know, all of a sudden, you're in bed, you're a kid, and you fucking hear that front door open. It's like, fuck.
Well, yeah, especially back then when they, you know, when they paid your neighbor to or whatever to, you know, come whoop your ass. Jeez.
Like, to think about that, it actually happened.
Yeah.
So if that's happened to any of you, email your stories too.
Oh, yeah.
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Where is that?
ghostft@yahoo.com.
That's right. How long ago have you heard of Krampus? Because, like I said, my mom's a big listener to the show,
yeah.
And she was like, who the fuck is Krampus? Yeah, like, and she's older than dirt, so I thought she would have heard of Krampus.
Oh, you know, I love you, Grandma.
I thought she would have been, you know, when they rolled out Krampus.
I love you, Grandma. This is
pre-Krampus.
Me saying I love you.
Yeah, right? She was born pre-Krampus. She would have known all this Krampus stuff, but...
Yeah, you know, like I said, I was not really familiar with Krampus, so until more recently, I didn't really know.
Yeah, and you know, we on our last episode we talked about the ornaments. They had a Krampus ornament in there, and so everywhere you turn, you know,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Fortnite even has a freaking Krampus skin.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fortnite came out with a Krampus skin last year.
Yeah.
So you know,
they're banking on them. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Krampus is all over the place.
And you know what? You know, you start talking about Krampus and how big he's getting now. Who's to say that? It doesn't become an actual topo.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
To where, you know...
Where people actually start seeing him.
Right.
With Mothman.
Right. You have all these BDSM people going, come, get to me, Krampus.
He's like, oh, right. No, I've been a bad person this year.
Yeah, he's like,
come beat me, please.
I'm my bogey.
Oh no.
Oh no, Krampus.
What you doing, Krampus?
Oh, what are you going to do with that birch stick?
Oh no, step Krampus. No. Oh no, I accidentally been naughty this year.
Oh jeez. But that is Krampus, ladies and gentlemen. So enjoy Krampus Day. We are actually going to be at a Christmas party on Krampus Day, so
heck yeah, dude.
You better be watching out. You know, better behave at this party, otherwise Krampus will come and be like, blow up the party. I'm like, oh, you fucking bad fuckers. Yeah. No, so I'm safe.
I have one more year. I have one more year. If I make it, I survive it.
Yeah, it might be 21. I don't know. All right, guys, so if you guys want, please subscribe here on YouTube.
Click the notification bell so you get notified when we push out a new video.
Also.
And or a live stream.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget our live streams. Also, wherever you're downloading our podcast, thank you very much. We are getting big numbers still on our podcast, so we really appreciate all the support that way. And if you guys can, on iTunes, if this is where you're listening, please leave a review and give a 4-star, 1-star, whatever kind of review, just enough of a review so it gets out there in the cosmos of podcasting.
Yes.
All right. Also, we are also found on Facebook, Instagram, and
TikTok.
So go on, follow us there as well. And like I said, I will post the link to the Saturday Night Freak Show. So you guys can go and listen to the Krampus episode on that as well for the movie. Hey guys, I'm your humble host. My name is Nick.
I am Trenton.
And as always,
everyone has a story to tell.
And stay spooky.
Merry Krampus.
Merry Krampus. I like that. Merry Krampus. And